Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
As you'll know, the media landscape in the US is heavily balkanized, with TV viewers watching the channels that tend to reflect their view of the world. But how drastic is this difference? Bobby Lewis is a researcher at the progressive organization Media Matters for America, and as part of his research, he watched Fox News every day for 44 months. Bobby, good afternoon to you.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
When you say you watched it every day, did you watch it all day long, or did you kind of parcel out different parts of it to watch?
Kind of parceling out different parts of it to watch. I would get assigned different blocks of the channel to watch throughout my workday. But for the last about year and a half, I've been starting my every work morning by watching all 3 hours of Fox and Friends. So that's been pretty consistent for a while now.
Right. So that's you and the president. Basically,
yes.
you share the same viewing habits. Now, I mean, clearly, and everybody knows this, a large portion of Fox News is made up of opinion, and it's made up of people who are boosters for President Trump. Is there, if you like, another bit of Fox News we don't hear about where they just do regular news?
Oh, there definitely is. Fox News does have a news division that they say is totally separate from the opinion division. That's not true, for one. But for two, the news division at Fox, such as it exists, also has a lot of problems with lying and with obfuscating, like, what's really going on with a story at hand. So they do some real reporting. But the real reporting that comes out of Fox's news division is really subservient to the network's overall opinion mission.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, so does that come down to, and we're not just talking about interpreting a set of facts in a particular way, are there sins of omission going on there? Are facts left out of reports?
Oh, yes, definitely. Few examples are coming to mind right now, but there was a thing that they like to do a lot, particularly when news is bad for the president, is they will focus on whatever in the news item they can that is good for President Trump and either downplay or completely ignore whatever is bad about it. That's kind of their play, because what they're really trying to do is less of inform the public about what's actually going on, as one might expect a news organization to do, and more of what they do is trying to convince the public that their conservative worldview is the truth.
Right. Okay. And is there an overarching sense from watching Fox News that they, along with their viewers, share the view that their view of the world, their way of life, is under attack from various forces?
Oh yeah, definitely. It can be like comparing host to host. It can be a bit of a guessing game around how much of the things that they say they actually believe. But it is definitely my impression that a lot of the people on Fox pushing the like the reddest, angriest culture war parts of Fox News, which is really the point of Fox News, a lot of them do seem to me really believe it.
Right. Yes. But in the sense of they're to a degree kind of providing reassurance to their audience, and therefore they have, you know, isn't it the most watched news channel now in the United States? So there's a good deal of loyalty to it there.
Yes, yes. Fox News viewers are, by and large, extremely loyal to Fox. Fox has been the top-rated cable news network in the United States for years running now. And the network builds an unusually close relationship with its audience, because so much of the channel's programming is dedicated to telling viewers that the things that they love and they cherish are under attack by various enemies outside. The enemies can be immigrants, the enemies can be socialists, the enemies can be terrorists, the enemies can be Democrats. But Fox is very consistently telling viewers that the things that they love and cherish, like their country, their religious freedoms, their firearm ownership, any sort of personal value that can be seen as mildly controversial. In the Fox News universe, those things are always under attack by outside forces. And the people watching this stuff, they know that Fox is there to defend their worldview.
And among those outside forces, do they include other media?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's kind of funny because at least on air, it's somewhat rare that they will specifically name other channels or hosts. They prefer to say that these things are just happening on other channels. They really like the phrase other channels, but it's pretty clear that they're talking about CNN and MSNBC, the two other major cable news networks here in the U.S. And at least on Fox and Friends, it's extremely common to see supercuts of clips that they've gotten from other TV news networks. And they go like, oh, the media is freaking out about this thing President Trump did. And the media is freaking out about these things because they don't value our president and our way of life. Mm. That's basically kind of how it goes.
Is the media in general in your country reflective of the politics in general in your country in that it's stuck? It's on the one side, it's Fox. On the other side, it's CNBC. On the one side, it's the Media Matters for America organization. Then there's the Media Research Center on the other side that's trying to dispel liberal lies, et cetera, et cetera. And you're all kind of canceling each other out.
Sometimes it does feel like that, because the media environment in the United States has been fragmented for a few years now, and it seems like it's only getting more fragmented. So it can definitely be difficult to break through the noise of what other organizations are saying and doing. But unfortunately, I do think that that fragmentation is broadly representative of American politics, because it's not just the media that's been highly balkanized, it's politics itself that's become highly balkanized.
Yeah, but I suppose the difference, it's because usually an argument takes place over the same set of facts, but it seems as if people aren't even operating on the same sets of facts anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, it really does seem like that a lot of the time. I think it was in 2017 when Kellyanne Conway, the counselor to the president, went on, I believe, Fox News Channel to actually defend the use of what she called alternative facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just proudly and unabashedly throwing away observable reality to establish their own reality, which of course doesn't really follow with anything that actually happened. But that is the power of conservative media noise machines. They have the ability to convince people of stuff that's just not true.
Does Fox do anything well? I don't think we get it on this side of the Atlantic anymore. We used to get it. I always thought they did storms very well. If there was a storm happening anywhere, they were first there, and they had great wet gear.
Yeah, I mean, Fox does do some things well. There was a recent media controversy here over one of their longtime anchors, Shepard Smith, suddenly leaving the network.
Yeah, but that's because he was an actual reporter.
Exactly, yeah. Smith was a pretty reliable example of real reporting coming out of Fox. And it certainly does happen, even still without him. But even those moments they don't get to the point of the news division of Fox. It's like, it's the good reporting that comes out of there is ancillary to the main mission. It's just something that Fox News executives can point to and be like, see, we are real news. while they're expecting you to ignore all the other trash that goes on the network.
Does this, though, have a toxic effect on the media in general, in the sense that, and there's a lot of opinion on Fox News, so then other channels, are particularly other news channels such as CNBC, will feel an increasing pressure to provide its own platform of opinions to dispel those opinions. And you know, it's a race to the bottom if we haven't gone through the bottom already.
I do spend a lot of time worrying about that, because Fox, like I said, has dominated cable news ratings for a very long time, and ratings are a thing that's important to cable news. So I do get concerned about the rival networks trying to sort of copy or emulate things that are successful for Fox to use for their own ends, because so much of what's successful for Fox is toxic to the political discourse. One very interesting thing I noticed is there is an MSNBC show with Chris Hayes that recently started doing a live studio audience shows, which is a thing that Fox and Friends started doing last year. I haven't really seen how that is tangibly benefiting MSNBC yet, in part because it's so new, but I think it's interesting that we might be starting to see rival news organizations trying to emulate some of the things that made Fox News successful. I hope they just don't wind up making a lot of the same mistakes that Fox did.
Bobby, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Bobby Lewis there. He's a researcher at Media Matters for America.